Fourth paragraph of Yevamos, Mishnah Zayin. Achoylis liyevimtoi, harei ke'echem menachem l'nachalo. Once he does chalitza, he's not Yoish's brother's estate, and the Yerusha of the dead brother is split equally between all the brothers. The fact that he did chalitza does not give him any more rights than the other ones. V'yeisham av, nechasam shalav. If there's a father, the halacha always is, the father's Yoish before the brothers. One brother died. Hakoinis is yevimtoi, but if one does yevibul, he's Yorish all the property of his brother. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, and we said before, the Shiva of the Ksuba is on the brother's property that he inherited. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Benkach or Benkach, in both cases, even if he did Yibum, im Yesham Av, Nechosim Shel Av. He says a Chiddush, the Av is Yorish and the Nechosim of this dead brother, even if one of the brothers did Yibum. Lamaisi, we don't pass on this, we pass on like the Tanakama, that if one does Yibum, he's Zeichen the Nechasim of the deceased husband of Yivam. Hachayzel Yivimta, if someone did Chalitza, even though all he did was Chalitza, he never married her, still, Azar Krovaseh, he's also Midrabonin to all her relatives as if he divorced her. He also be Kroivim, she's also Tizkroivim, who also be Ima, he's also in these examples of her mother, Beim Ima, her grandmother, Emavia, paternal grandmother, Bebita, her daughter, Vazbita, daughter of her daughter, Vazbinov, daughter of her son, Bachleiser, her sister, is Machi Kayemis. The city is only also as long as she's alive, because now we know, even by a divorced wife, if his divorcee dies, then he's allowed to marry his sister. V'achem mutar, and the other brothers are mutar, and all her relatives, because they're into Chalitza. V'yasur, Ba'aviv, and also she's also in his father, Ba'aviv, his father's father, Bibno, his son, Bibembino, his grandson. Ochiv, his brother, then Ochiv, the son of his brother. Mutter Adam Bekroivas Tsaras Chalutosoi. A person is mutter to the Kroivim of the co-wife of his Chalutza. His brother died with a few wives, and he did Chalutza to one of them. He's also only to the relatives of the Chalutza, but he's not also to the Kroivim of the sister, the co-wife of the Chalutza. Because the Maisi did Chalutza only to one. But if he does chalitza, so he's not only is also to the kroivim of his chalitza, but also to the co-wives of the mishpah, the sisters and mothers, etc. of his chalitza. Explanation of his last halacha, which seems hard to understand, why should be usher and the co-wife of the relative of his chalutza? For example, if someone makes a gerishin, he's usher in the kroivim of his grusha, but not in the co-wives. The concept of co-wives of tzavos is only by yibum. Here there's no yibum. It says as exer de rabbanon, because when the woman comes for chalutza, very often she comes with her sister and her mother, and people aren't sure. They look outside the bezin, these two people went in, they don't know who did the chalutza, and can look to people like he did chalitza on the mother, and then he's marrying her. It doesn't look good.